Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. And yes, again, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCR Radio. Now, last week we talked about, our sin problem. Again, I would like to say thank God for His grace and His mercy. But we found out that our biggest problem with our sin is it is not Satan, it is ourself. Chiefly, our love for our self-ownership. Religion will never kill our flesh. Let me say that again. Religion will never ever kill our flesh. The only way that our flesh can die is by us losing our spiritual life. We must come to a place in God where we truly love God more than we love to sin. And the only way that could ever happen is when we allow God to deal and judge in our lives at the cross, which is God's instrument of purging sin from our life. Now, not too many denominations or churches talk about the effectual working of the cross in our lives. And if they do, they talk about the cross, you know, as usually some place where Jesus died. They never talk about how the work Christ did on the cross for our regeneration, our justification, and our sanctification. Without this understanding, my friend, I don't know how someone can say that they are saved. That is like I say, I know math, and all I can do is add and subtract. There must be a depth of understanding to be able to comprehend spiritual principles and concepts before we can possess certain things of God. But one of these concepts that we must clearly understand is the spiritual principle of the new man. Now, we hear this term thrown around Christendom often and need to get this deep down into our spirit, what the new man is. Deep. In ourself. It is also, you know, called the new creation. I like the word creature here, in Christ Jesus. Now, failure to understand this truth opens us up to error that Satan uses to get us on his ground. So the new creature in Christ Jesus is the spiritual union of our human spirit. Now remember, we are body, soul, and spirit with the spirit of Jesus Christ. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 16:17, he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Jesus' spirit and our spirit comes into a union. We are saved not because God gives us a thing called salvation, but we are saved because we receive Jesus Christ, who is our life. Let me say that again. We are saved not because God gives us something called salvation, but we are saved because we receive Jesus Christ, who is our life. I hope you can see this, my friend, because if you do not, then you may not be saved. When we become one with Christ, into that union, when we are truly realized, you know, what sin has wrought in our life and what sin has done to every relationship that we have, and when we truly feel bad and even hate ourselves, maybe even cry, we become one with Him. And He, Jesus, becomes our life of which we live out from. That union, that life, if you will, constitutes the new creature in Christ Jesus. Now, the definition of a Christian is Christ in you and you in Christ, not someone who loves God and goes to church. If Christ is not dwelling in you, and you will know this, my friend, then you may be religious, but you are still lost in your sin. Steeped in religion. Now, you know, you will notice there is no such thing as a new creature or a new man as of itself. Oh no, there is only a new creature in Christ Jesus. Let me say that again. There is only a new creature, praise God, in Christ Jesus. We are still the same old person with the same old problems and the same old character flaws and such. But since Christ being brings everything into this union and we bring nothing except ourselves as a recipient, the union of our human spirit with the Spirit of Christ is the basis of the new creature in Christ Jesus. This is why the definition of Christianity is Christ in us and us in Christ, because Christ brings everything. Wow. And the new man in Christ is that spiritual union, which it is. Then everything about us that is outside of that union is most certainly not of the new creature in Christ. Or to put it another way, all that is of Christ is spiritual, and all that is outside of this union with Christ remains and always will be earthly and natural. So what we have here is a restoration of the relationship between God and man that God intended for in the garden with Adam. This is the new creature, the new creation. I hope you're getting this. If not, then I'm not sure if you could really say that you're saved. You can walk the aisle every Sunday as some people do, or you could work around the church to the nubs of your fingers get worn down, or do good things for the pastor and the good folks at church. But if you do not get this spiritual principle of this new creature down in your understanding and down in your heart, then what are you believing? That is why it matters what you believe. It does. It matters what you believe. I can believe I'm a Ford F-150 truck. I can go beep beep sitting in my garage and I can gut my in the engine there. But all of that would never ever make me a Ford F-150 truck. As we said, what is outside of that spiritual union remains and always will be of that old creature. It is earthly and it is natural. And because it remains, it is also the ground or the access point for Satan. The distinction between the new man is Christ and the old man outside of Christ within each of us is referred to in the Bible as in a number of ways. There is the contrast given between the flesh and the spirit, sometimes called the dividing of the soul and the spirit. There's the natural or the carnal versus the spirit. Paul shows this distinction by saying we have this treasure in our earthen vessel. In 2 Corinthians 4 and 7, Paul writes, talking about Christ, but we have this treasure in earthen vessel, our human bodies, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Everything is us is outside of this union. But the union is Christ's spirit and our spirit in one. The reason that is so is vital, that there is a tremendous division in each of us between the new creature and the old, is that if we truly would see, if we would stop expecting the old creature to act like the new creature. Wow. Or, just as important, we would stop trying to make the old creature perform like the new creature. It can't. It's outside of God. We would stop trying to live out of the Christian life with our natural soulish power. So many Christians try to live a Christian life out of their abilities, but they can never do that. No, the old is earthly. It is spiritually dead and physically dying. But if we do not clearly see the difference between the two, then Satan will use our ignorance to get us on his ground. Wow. Seeing and understand this, my friend, is a big, big deal. Amen. Now, we will continue next week as we begin to look at what that new man is. My friend, I just can't stress this enough, is we must come into this understanding to understand how we are really saved. Oh, I'm saved. Yes, brother, you're saved. We're all saved. No, all of God's children are saved. No, that's not true. We're not all God's children. We're not all saved. But when we are saved, our spirit and the spirit of Christ comes together in a union. And wow, then we can pray whatever we want to, and great things happen. There's so much more to be sharing next week. So God bless you. Have a tremendous week to come. And I just so hope you're getting this and understanding this, because it's not about going to church. It's not about, you know, doing all of those good Christian, you know, activities. And yes, we got to do those, but it's all about Christ in you, hope of glory. Till Christ be formed in you. God bless. Talk to y'all next week. Amen.